देहु भाजांग निलोपे कष्टान कामान अरहति विरभुजांगे तपो दीपं पुत्र का जीन सत्तं शुद्धे जस्मात् ब्रह्म सुखम तनंतम। This evening, I shall explain to you some of the important verses from Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is the greatest contribution of Vedic literature. In the Vedic literature, we find a desire tree. Whatever knowledge you want to derive, there is in the Vedic literature. And Srimad Bhagavatam is described as Nigama Kalpataror Golitam Phalam. The desire tree of Vedic literature, and the tree is eulogized on account of the fruit. So, Srimad Bhagavatam is the ripened fruit of that desire tree. Just like the more that is in our food, nice milk, fruits, food grains, and sugar, rice, bread, so many nice things. So we are not meant for eating stew. But at the present moment, we have discovered a civilization that every man is to work very, very hard, day and night, and he is satisfied only in sex intercourse. This is the tendency of this material world. For sense gratification, one is advised to work hard day and night like asses, dogs and hogs. Therefore, Vishwadev advises his son, my dear son, that you do not waste your valuable body, human form of body, like the dogs and
hogs.
Then what is the purpose of human life? If we are not meant for living like the dogs and hogs, then what is the standard of human life? The answer is tapo dipam putraka. My dear son, this life is meant for tapo. Tapo means austerity. Tapo another meaning is that tempers, just like if you go in front of the fire, or if you go in the open sunlight, we get some tempers. That is called tapo. Or tapo. Sometimes it is called tapo, temperance. Yes. So, this tapo means some temperature. That means voluntarily we have to accept some tapo or little temperature.
Donc tapo veut dire température. Cela veut dire qu'il faut accepter volontairement de ressentir telle ou telle température.
So, generally the animals, they are made for sense gratification. But human life has to practice tapasya to control sense gratification. Just like we are prescribing to our disciples no illicit sex life, no intoxicants, no meat eating, and no gang. No illicit sex means, let's say the dog can howl. They have no consideration. With whom they are having such intercourse. The dog especially, king. He does not discriminate whether sister, mother or anyone. You see? So, tapo means, we are accustomed to so many sinful activities, so we have to restrain from them.
Okay,
well,
la mère, que ce soit la fille, le contraire, différent. Le contraire, l'être humain doit être capable de discerner et contrôler, de maîtriser ses désirs dans ces matières.
Le tapasya, accepting voluntarily some painful situation, that is required. Say, for I am accustomed to smoke or to drink wine, so I have to give it up. This is meant for human life. I have to give it up. Although I shall feel some pain in the beginning, but still I have to tolerate. This is called tapasya. In the Western country, to give up this habit is a little difficult because about 40 years ago, one of my godbrothers came to London and he had a talk with Marquis of Jutland, and the Lord inquired from him whether he can be converted into a Brahman. Inquired from my godbrother whether he can be made into a Brahman. Brahman.
Il avait demandé au prêtre spirituel de Sri Lanka s'il pouvait devenir un Brahman.
So, our godbrother said, yes, he can be converted into a Brahman. If you give us these habits, namely illicit sex, intoxication, meat eating, and death.
Alors,
the gentleman replied, God, Lord Jetland, it is impossible.
Alors, le monsieur, Lord Jetland, avait répondu, c'est absolument impossible.
So that means he was not prepared to accept the tapasya.
Ça veut dire qu'il n'était pas du tout préparé à accepter le tapasya, à accepter les pénitents.
Voluntary slave abnegation. But here, Rishabhdev says that the human life is made for tapasya. And not for living like pigs, hogs and dogs. So next, he says, tapo digmo. Because tapasya means to accept voluntarily some painful situation. It is not very much painful, but they consider. But we are undergoing already some painful situation watching day and night. To satisfy this senses, that also requires tapasya, hard labor. But here, Rishabhdev says that you accept some painful condition. It is not at all painful, but it appears Suppose we burn for God's realization. When anyone is working hard, they are nice. But that is for thanks that we did. But similarly, if you take little trouble, it will accept voluntarily some painful condition for realizing God, big bomb. That is the human nature. Now the question may be there, that both ways are to accept some painful situation. So, why shall I accept painful situation for realizing God? For material self-gratification, although I am working very hard, I am getting immediately some pleasure, sense pleasure.
En effet, lorsque le désir et l'action des situations difficiles pourront en retirer des plaisirs matériels, j'acquiers ce plaisir immédiatement.
So, why shall I work hard or accept some painful situation for realizing God, which is unknown and fictitious to me? So the reply is, suppose the mom puttata dino suddheto satta, my dear boy, if you accept a little trouble for realizing God, then your existential condition will be purified. What is the use of purifying? There is need. If you purify yourself, existential condition, then you will be saved from the four kinds of troubles or miseries of life, namely birth, death, old age and disease. So, God realization means spiritual realization.
Donc, la réalisation de Dieu est la réalisation de son moi spirituel, de son identité véritable.
So, this of the said, tapo dibbam putraka jena sattam suddhe, by purification of your existence or condition, you have enjoyed Brahma Sukha. After all, we are searching after happiness, pleasure. So, on account of our impure existential conditions, our so-called happiness is temporary. Brahma Sukha means, here again, jina saptam suddhe, when your existence is purified, now we have got impure existence, this material body. When we get our spiritual body, that is called purified. So, this is what they say, saptam jatma dhamma sokham ananta. As soon as you get this to your spiritual body, then there is unlimited happiness. We are after all, in the Vedanta Sutra it is saying that the living entity or God, both of them are for enjoying life, blissful life.
Il est dit dans le Vedanta Sutra que Dieu et que tous les êtres vivants ici sont faits simplement pour ressentir une joie, un bonheur extrême.
That's like when you are diseased, you have got some fever. So you cannot enjoy life. Similarly, in this disease condition of material existence, we actually cannot enjoy life. Therefore, if we purify our existential condition by tapasya, then we come into our spiritual existence and we can enjoy our life eternally. Usually, therefore, that when we have got this human form of life, we shall not waste it simply for sense gratification like the dogs and hogs. We should practice tapasya, refrain, and then we purify our existence and we are situated in a position wherein we can enjoy blissful life forever. Now the process is prescribed. How to execute this tapasya life? This object says, Mahat Sivana Dharam Ahu Vimukti. To get liberation, liberated from this entanglement our material life, one has to serve more great saintly person.
What?
Seva dharma ahu vimukta. Vimukta means called liberation. If you want to get liberation from this material bondage, repetition of birth, death, old age and disease, and not only that, so long we live, there are so many miserable conditions of life. This is called material existence. If we want to get out of this entanglement, then we must get to the service of great saintly personality.
So,
that is the way for liberation. Mahasrivadaram ahud vimukte stamadaram jushitam samnishangam. There are two, just like we are in the cross row. Which way is the row? But that can be understood in this human form of life.
This
human form of life, we have come to this point by evolution. Now, we are on the, just on the crossroads, whether we shall go this way or that way. We want to be free from the entanglement of material misery. Then, here it is commanded, Mahasseva. We must render service to the holy, saintly person. And if you want to go deeper and deeper in the darkest region of existence, then we should turn our face for self-judgment. So, this instruction is very long, so make it short, I wish to inform you that this Krishna consciousness movement is trying to save person from going to the way of darkness. If you go farther and farther on the path of darkness, we become more and more entangled. More entanglement means there are 8,400,000 forms of body. So after death, we have to accept another body.
Excuse me.
In the Bhagavad Gita, Tatha dehantaram prasti dhirastatva namoyati. As we are passing from one body to another in this life, I was a child, you are a child, everyone, but that child body is no more existing. I'm existing in a different body. And I have to pass through many different bodies. So this is also dehantram prati, changing the body. So similarly, after death, we shall change the body. Dehantram prati means to accept another body.
No.
As I have already said, there are 8,400,000 forms of body.
So
we have to accept one of them at the time of death on the basis of our mental condition.
So
if we are accustomed to the beastly mentality that dogs and hogs, then naturally we are going to get that body. But if we practice during this life, human form of life, while we are intelligent enough, godly life, then we are going back to home, back to God.
It is up
to us to decide whether we are going to the godly life or godly life. That is our choice.
According
to the instruction of Vishwamitra, he says that this human form of life is a chance to practice godly life and go back to home, back to God.
Thank you.
What is it saying now? So, we are in the juncture. Now, it is up to us to decide whether we are going back again to the cycle of birth and death from one body to another, or go back to home, back to Godhead, attain eternal body, blissful life.
Okay. Donc nous trouvons maintenant à la croisée des chemins, et c'est à nous de choisir si nous voulons retourner vers une vie matérielle de plus en plus basse, et avoir donc un corps de chat ou de chien une prochaine fois, une vie de plus en plus dure, de plus en plus agréable, ou au contraire, aller dans l'autre chemin, dans l'autre voie, et atteindre une vie spirituelle, en pratiquant une vie spirituelle maintenant.
So the path is described very distinctly. Mahatma Naram Hahu Vimukta. If you want to get out of this entanglement, then we must associate with saintly personality.
Yeah.
To go back in the cycle of birth and death, then we may associate with persons who are addicted to sainthood.
On veut aller vers la voie qui va nous amener à la répétition de la vie et de la mort. Il faut alors vivre en la compagnie de personnes qui ne recherchent que la gratification de leur science que des plaisirs matériels.
So now there are this piece, I'm very useful, very long this piece, and these healthy persons, these not healthy persons, which will get the sky, which will request you, we have opened this branch of Krishna consciousness movement, just to give chance everyone to come here and associate with the saintly devotees and make your life very successful.
No.
And so we finish this lecture by giving one line only. The symptoms of saintly person is given Mahanta Se Samasitta Prasanta. Diman Nava Su Hidasadhava Ji. Who is a saintly personality that is given here? Mahantaste Samasita. Samasita means they are equipoised. Means they are not agitated by the worldly activities. That means it is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna. This is one of the qualifications is samasita, not disturbed by worldly activities. Because in the worldly activities, either you make some profit or make some loss. So our position is, when we get some profit, we are very jubilant. But when we are losing something, we are very morose, unhappy. But if Mahanta is equipoised. He is neither very happy when he makes profit, neither at all sorry when he makes loss. This is the first time. Mahatseva, Mahanta se samasitta, prasanta. Prasanta means very peaceful. This is another quality. Mahanta se samasitta, prasanta. Diman nava. He is never angry. Suhida, and is well with her. He is well with her not only for the human race, Suhida Sago Bhutanam, for all living entities.
Well,
this person that was very friendly to the human being, but they extend the poor animals to the slaughterhouse. Saintly person is Suhida Sarva Bhutana. For all living entities, he is friend. Suhida and Sadhava. Sadhava means well-behaved. Sadhava Sarva Bhutana. Well-behaved. The well-behavior is described in the Shastra to become a devotee of the Lord.
The
purpose of saintly person is to become devotee of the Lord. You do not know the meaning of serving?
Est-ce que vous ne savez pas ce que veut dire servir?
Oui, oui, je te dis, c'est quelque chose de bon, là. Après, c'est parce que c'est Dieu, c'est pour faire, c'est pour Dieu, là. Je ne peux pas faire.
So, he said, yeah, I know what means service. Service means that
I'm
going to do something good for
yeah.
someone. But what does that mean to serve God? You cannot be able to do it. What is it exactly? What do you have to do?
So you can do it as you are serving your country, your family, or your friend. You are serving already. It is not that you are not serving. But similarly, you can serve God. That's why we find from Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna served Lord Krishna. He was a military man. So he was engaged in fighting. Krishna wanted him to fight for his interest. So he thought that is service to God. Any position, as you are serving your country, your family, your friend, he can serve God also.
In
the example in the center, what we are doing, we are glorifying the Lord, we are preaching God's glory, we are publishing book for understanding God, we are cooking for feeding God. So many, all our activities are meant for serving the Lord. That's all.
So the question is, if we glorify God every day, all the time, then is God going to give us something back, something in return for our service?
God is already giving you everything. Even if you do not serve. Yeah, he's so kind that even those who are not serving, he is supplying all the necessities. So when you serve God, whatever you want, he is there.
So the service that we offer now, we're going to get it back in another life?
No, in this life.
Pas dans une autre vie, mais dans cette vie même.
Just like we are serving God. We have no profession, we have no business, we have no income. But Krishna is supplying all the necessities of life. We are paying for this house $2,000 per month. We have got 100 such centers. We are spending about $1 million per month. But we have no fixed income. Krishna is supplying.
Well, I can understand that really God helps
you. No, you can understand by common sense that if you serve somebody here in this material life, he pays you some money, salary. And God is all-powerful. If you serve Him, He will not pay you. No problem. God is paying everyone while He is not serving you. If you serve, He will pay you sufficiently. Don't bother.
That she thinks that we are a little exploiting God.
Exploiting God.
Then you should not approach for exploiting God. That is not good.
No,
but even if you go to God to exploit Him, that is also good.
Stop.
Because after all, you are approaching God. Even with the purpose of exploitation, that is not good. But because you are reaching God, that is very good.
C'est en fait que le désir soit d'avoir quelque chose dans le tour ou non, on entre quand même en contact avec Dieu. Donc c'est quand même bien.
Just like in Christian religion, we know that the prayer is God give us our daily bread. So God is supplying bread to everyone. He doesn't require to ask him. But he, because he is going to the church and praying to the God, he is very good.
On voit par exemple que dans les prières des chrétiens, ils demandent notre Père de donner-nous notre pain quotidien. Donc il n'est pas nécessaire du tout de demander à Dieu de nous donner notre pain quotidien parce que toi-même nous le donne. Non, je sais, that to ask, like the Christian asking for their daily bread, is something very difficult, very painful. So it is very tragical.
No, these things are done by innocent person. One who does not know that God, without asking, He supplies. There is no need of asking from God. Simply, we have to render our service.
Donc, non, c'est simplement innocent de la part de ces gens qui vont vers Dieu pour demander quelque chose. Simplement parce qu'ils ne savent pas que Dieu leur
fait. The definition of devotional service is given in the Vedic literature. Annavilasita sunnam. Without any material sita. So God, as a matter of duty, we serve our Father as a matter of duty. And the Father takes care of the Son automatically. So does not serve Father, He gives all necessities of life. And what to speak of that Son, His rendering service.
Do God through our own religion besides chanting Hare Krishna, besides becoming a devotee?
Yes, religion means to serve God.
Donc la question était, est-ce que l'on peut servir Dieu sans obligatoirement pratiquer la conscience de Krishna, à partir de ce moment et chanter Hare Krishna? Et Sri Prabhupada a répondu, en effet, religion veut dire servir Dieu.
We are preaching that anyone who has learned how to serve God, how to love God, He belongs to first class religion. What is the name of that religion? Christianity, Hinduism, Buddhism, Mormonism, it doesn't matter. We want to see the follower, whether he has learned to serve God and to love God. That's it.
The question is that there was a man who was working in a house yesterday and he was killed during his work and he left his wife and two children and this man was praying God every day. So what is going to happen now?
His children will not die for one papa. Millions and millions of children, why not us?
So that in India, the people who are chanting Hare Krishna, they are very poor and they are dying of anger and hunger. But those who are very rich, they are not religious at all, they do not chant Hare Krishna, but are very rich and they enjoy it very much.
Yes, but those who are chanting, they are not dying. I'm Indian. I'm not dying.
From Calcutta, from the mall, I am seeing
every day.
This is the past
country. But you do not know
who are
chanting. Yes, I know. That is another step. Those who are chanting, we have got some friends in Calcutta, in Mahapur, in Bombay, in Vrindavan. None of our devotees are dying. You simply inspect only persons who are dying. You do not see who are living.
So,
poor in India, I ask the people here, we have got so many devotees in here, who is dying? Nobody is dying. It is simply propaganda.
I know nothing about Europe. There's a I know the problem.
But you are wrongly informed. You are talking from Europe about India. But what is the 1 month experience? You have simply seen persons who are dying. That's all.
I live in Calcutta.
So you have seen that all Calcutta men are dying?
Yes,
this is all lying propaganda. I don't believe. I am born in Calcutta.
I am not saying anything to contradict you, just explain.
There is no contradiction. I am speaking that God is feeding in the animals, even the elephants, even the serpents. And why God did not feed the human kind? This is a wrong impression. Everyone has food fixed by God. Even if he is not serving God, God is supplying all the necessities to the animals. Why not to the human being? This is wrong impression. Yes?
But at the beginning was the world, and this world was God, and this world was with God. So what is this world?
God, and God's world, they are identical. God and God is God's form, God's quality, God's entourage. Everything is God, that is called absolute. As when I speak, my speaking is different from me. So that is not the case with God. The God's words, the vibration of God, that is also God.
Great Absolute. The name of God, can the name of God be pronounced? That's all.
Yes, why not?
God was existing before we could pronounce, so
God, because existing, his name was also existing. Therefore, his name is not material name. Because God was existing, his name was existing. So God was existing before creation. Therefore, his name, his form, is not material.
God is
not
material. Or is it possible to pronounce it naturally without material sound?
Yes, it is possible. When you are feeling
bad. Oui, c'est déjà possible lorsqu'on est purifié.
Has God put suffering here for us to experience so that we want to give up material loss and get closer to Him? Is it punishment?
Yes.
Est-ce que Dieu a fait que la
Dieu est l'amour pour les hommes. Dieu qui fait le Dieu
d'amour. Does He punish man?
Yes. God has got two business. Maintenance and punishment. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Puritrana sadhuna vina sahasi duskita. That the government has got the law to give protection to the obedient citizens and to send the lecturers to the prison.
Oui, Dieu a deux devoirs. She said that His laws are only laws which exist in the human world, but that God doesn't have His laws.
Human laws are imitation of God's laws.
Les lois des humains sont des imitations des lois divines.
In the Vedanta Sutra, it is said, Janmarga Sajataha, the absolute truth is that from where everything emanates. So this human law has come from God. It is only imitation, imperfectly presented. But the principle is the same.
Il est dit dans le
Vedanta
Sutra? I do not know it. Rama is also God, another name of God. Rama means the who enlarges. Krishna means who attracts. So, God is the supreme enlarger. Therefore, he is called Rama. And God is the supreme attract. He attracts everyone. Therefore, he is called Krishna. So, this name is that on the quality of God.
Le nom Rama veut dire celui qui détient tous les plaisirs, qui jouit de tout ce qui existe dans le monde. Et le nom Krishna veut dire celui qui attire les êtres. C'est pour ça que Dieu est appelé par Rama et Krishna. L'un côté par Krishna parce qu'il est infiniment fascinant, l'autre côté Rama parce qu'il détient tout ce qui est dans le monde. Et tous les noms de Krishna expriment toujours une des qualités de Dieu.
You have already posted.
Yes. That you explain exactly what is materialistic life and how is it possible to be in the world of matter at the same time, not be entangled by the crisis from it.
What is material life and how can we live in this
material? Material life means no knowledge of God, no service of God. That is material life.
La vie matérielle veut dire que l'on ne connaît pas Dieu, on vit sans connaître Dieu et sans servir Dieu. C'est ce qu'on appelle une vie matérielle.
And he wants to know how can we live in this material world without becoming entangled?
But you cannot know God by living here. You are trying to know so many things. Why don't you try to know God?
But
material life means one who does not know God, one who does not have God. These are the two things. So if you know God and if you have God, that is not material.
Je n'entends pas bien expliquer que la vie matérialiste veut dire vivre sans connaître Dieu et sans servir Dieu. C'est-à-dire que si l'on vit en servant Dieu et en connaissant Dieu, on ne vit plus du tout une vie matérielle.
So if you try to know God and if you have God, that is not material.
You
want to know?
That
is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Sarvadharman Paritajam Mamekam Saranam. You give up all other occupations, simply surrender unto him. That's it. You need it.